The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment. Streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. Please forgive me today, my friends. As you know, yesterday was my birthday, and I have friends that forced me to go out last night. But we made it back alive. So good morning. Welcome to the 6th of August, 7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you at the top of the hour by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, I'm fine. I'm awake now. Well, we can argue it later.
You know, you're supposed to take the day after your birthday off, not the day of your birthday.
Gosh.
That's what they tell you.
Yeah, well. Well, it wasn't. It was just, it was 107 degrees yesterday.
Yeah.
And we were out in it from after we left here, 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Till, I don't know, 6 in the afternoon. And in the evening, and then went out there.
Makes it a long day.
It was a long day. It's like 8 o'clock at night. I mean, I am chugging water because I thought I was drinking water during the day, but obviously not enough. But enough of my problems. What national day is it?
It's National Root Beer Float Day.
Whoa. Okay.
It's National IPA Day. If you like IPA beers.
Oh.
I got to go get one.
Okay. I actually had a beer last night.
Oh, yeah?
I did. Yeah, I had a beer. Yeah, I was rocking and rolling. Had my beer. Had one beer.
It's National Wiggle Your Toes Day.
Okay. You know what? It was the Coast Guard's birthday the other day, right?
Yep.
And I think we missed that. But we get National Wiggle Your Toes Day. Okay. Is that it?
Yep.
National Wiggle Your Toes. Today, sunny and hot with a high near 104. No big winds. A low around 70 tonight. Now, tomorrow, it's going to be 106 and then 108 on Saturday. Wow. 106 on Sunday. And the lows are like 70 to 72 at night. Monday, 103, Tuesday 101, and Wednesday 101. So it's changed. The temperature's gone up, or the projections have gone up. So it's still all going to be triple digits. But today 104, and wait till Sunday 106. 106 tomorrow, and Saturday 108. It's going to be hot, my friends.
You know what else happened today? Back in 1945. The bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Started with Hiroshima, and a week later they dropped on Nagasaki because the Japanese had not surrendered. And, you know, we only had two of them.
Yeah, so August 6th,
1945. There was only two. There was only two bombs.
Yeah.
And they dropped that one on Hiroshima and figured, okay. And then they still hadn't surrendered. And the last thing that Truman wanted to do was to invade the mainland Japan, the main islands, because they figured it was going to be a million casualties, not just Americans and allies, but the Japanese people. And it was, you know, because of the way they had fought in the other islands to the last man. And then you had, of course, besides their the remnants of their army and their National Guard and all that. I mean, the people were going to fight. So the last thing you wanted. So when they dropped it, and it does, it was devastation in both those places. But then Japan surrendered. And in revisionist history, oh, you dropped a nuclear device. Oh, you didn't have to do that. Well, you know, stop rewriting history. Go back to the time. And what it was done, it was going to just save countless lives. And that's what happened. So what was Hiroshima today?
Yes. Yep, August 6th.
August 6th.
Yep, and August 9th was Nagasaki.
Oh, so it was only like 3 days later.
Yep.
Okay. The Enola Gay. You know what that is?
Yeah, that's...
That's the plane that yeah. dropped it.
Yep.
Yeah. They've done stories about the pilot and crew afterwards, and some of them had problems with that. They didn't really know the how could you know the magnitude of
yeah.
this? But when they firebombed Tokyo and a couple other cities, I mean that was consistent incendiaries dropping on a town or a huge city that's made mostly of wood. And more people were killed in those fire raids than were killed at Hiroshima. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, war's terrible. You don't want to get in war. And if you get into a war, you better do everything you can to win it and win it as quick as you can. So, unfortunately, I mean, but, okay, here's, and of course, the positive part of this is we went in and helped them rebuild Japan and helped make Japan one of the leading members of our world, leading nations of our world. And same thing with Germany. Went back in and rebuilt Germany. So, okay, enough of pontificating. What else we have here? Oh, big announcement. Big announcement after the break. Huge. But before we do that, the Asphalt Cowboys are having their 72nd annual community barbecue on September 13th at Lake Redding Park. That's right. It goes from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can drive through. You can stay there. They got plenty of tables and everything out there, so you can just sit and eat out there. It's $13 a ticket pre-sale. It's $15 a ticket the day of the barbecue. So, tri-tipper chicken, coleslaw, cowboy beans, garlic bread. We're talking 5,500 pounds of tri-tip.
Man, it was like 500 gallons of beans.
500 gallons of beans. What was it, 2,500 pounds of chicken?
Something like that. And it was, what, 1,100 rolls of
oh, yeah.
garlic bread?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, we all went to their media announcement day. Did you enjoy the food?
Yeah.
It was Chinese.
Yeah.
From Lulu's.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I thought it was real good. I was totally surprised. I didn't know Lulu had a Chinese menu.
I didn't either.
Anyway,
it was good.
But this is, it's drive-through or eat in the park. They got beer and wine sales, I think, there too. Sunday, September 13th. And where do you buy tickets? Well, if you're a business or you see some guy in a yellow shirt with a handful of tickets, you can get them from him. You can go down to Paint Mart and Lulu's and buy tickets also. They had, how many, what they talked about, I don't know, years ago. When they hit the 1,000 mark, and they said, "Well, this oh a 1,000, whoa, oh my God, it'll never be this big again."
Yeah, so they went out and celebrated. And
yep. And it's up to like 8,000 to 10,000.
Yeah, it was 8,000 to 10,000. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a great event. It's a great community event, and the money goes to what's they say, scholarships and other things in the community. I mean, they don't keep it; it's purely voluntary. All right, 7:14 in the morning, we're going to take our first break. And we come back, I have this huge announcement that some of you all probably already know about. But I'm going to share it with you.
Premier Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. I don't know where Linda is. I lost her someplace last night. Nah, I'm just kidding, of course. The 6th of August, 7:18 in the morning, and it's about 70 degrees going up to, 104 today. Hey, my heart's beating now. I feel a lot better. But I wasn't sure it was beating. Okay, big news, and some of y'all, maybe many of y'all know this, but you know about the Corrections and Rehabilitation Campus and the big meeting they had last night at 5:30? Shasta County's proposed Corrections and Rehabilitation Campus is headed back to the drawing board after months of public opposition. During a community meeting, Sheriff Michael Johnson announced the controversial River Ranch property is no longer being considered as a future site for the project. The announcement came just minutes into the meeting and was met with loud applause. Many of whom spent months organizing against the proposal over concerns about public safety traffic, what they described as a lack of community input. And see, here's the point, and here's the part I get, is both, you know, the people that were opposed to putting it there were fully in favor of having the correctional camps. It's not the fact of the rehabilitation campus, corrections rehabilitation campus, not being done. Their whole opposition to it was
location.
Now, my buddy and I last night discussed this, and he says the problem with NIMBY, not in my backyard, is that, you know, what's it do for the collective good of a community? I mean, how long has Rain Ranch Rio been fighting putting the casino there? And much of it's from people who don't want it in that location. And because they don't want it in that location, and they've got money, they can stall it and all of these things. And it's the same thing with this. They did not want a jail, which was, I think, the eventual thing would happen. They didn't want it that close at that location, and for a variety of reasons. Crime, the roads being, you know, clogged, all those things they said. Traffic, safety. So, Sheriff Johnson said it is moving forward. It's going to include the new detention facility along with mental health treatment, substance abuse, services, education, job training, reentry programs designed to reduce repeat offenses. They're going to start searching for a new location and promise the public will be involved much earlier in the site selection process. And he says identifying a suitable property is already underway. Now, I understand that, you know, Patrick Jones has got like 400 acres out there in Palo Cedro or Millville area. I wonder if he wants to have a facility out there. That's just a joke. A poor joke. Okay, so where can they put it? Hopefully Sheriff Johnson will be here, let me see, third Wednesday. By that time everything's settled down, he'll be able to come in. And you know what? And, you know, Sheriff Johnson is a pragmatic man. He's, you know, he's very bright, too. And he saw what this was doing. And, you know, why bring that on if there is another suitable property out there that you can put the rehabilitation campus on? And I think it was a wise decision on his part. It wasn't backing off. He's not backing off. He's just now, he's just looking for a, you know, looking for a place that maybe fits more into the ambiance of the community. So. Hello?
Yeah,
wave at me. Wave at me now and then so I know you're still alive. Okay, that was my big news on that. So, Measure B is still continuing. As you know, it's facing ongoing legal challenges. Shasta County election officials are continuing the certification process required under California law. Clint Curtis says his office is preparing to send official election records to the California Secretary of State, including the full text of Measure B, the certified statement of vote and ballot argument submitted both for and against the initiative. State law requires counties to certify and preserve election records after every election, regardless of whether a measure is later challenged in court. And Curtis also signed a stipulation with Attorney General Bonta, agreeing he will not defend Measure B during the lawsuit. Although he has publicly stated he believes the voter-approved initiative should be defended because it passed at the ballot box. Not a bad idea. Last night, we go to Wind River for dinner, and then, like I said, the ladies head for the slot machines, and we head for the 21 tables, Ted and I. And we're sitting there, and the dealer says, should have been here 5 minutes ago. Why? Somebody hit a $45,000 jackpot. $45,000. Not on the tables, but at a slot machine. $45,000.
Really? That was last night?
That was last night. And we thought, I wonder if it was the girls. And then we realized if it had been the girls, everybody in the casino would have known about it as they raced around the casino screaming at the top of their lungs. And then, yeah, 45,000. That's not a bad jackpot.
But then
you know, the new slot machines, I hate to tell you this, and it's not because I don't think I'm bright enough, but I don't understand the new slot machines, how they work. You know, the old days when you could, you know, you looked at the cherries and the apples and whatever else they did, and then you got into the three lines and the six lines, you could still figure it out. But now, these things like the Huff and Puff pigs.
You know,
they're pigs, and it got like 12 things are going up and down, back and forth. And how do you know if you've won? You have to rely on the machine.
Yeah.
There's no way to say, well, I got three cherries. I should have won something there. Or how many, you know, all the different lines that are played. And they call them penny machines. They're not penny machines. The minimum bet's a quarter. So, but the girls have luck with them.
It's all about the bonuses.
And the bonus.
That's all everybody wants is that bonus feature now. So really,
do you understand? If you sat in front of one of these machines, and it's got, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things are rolling up and down.
No, I'm not going to understand what's going to, when I'm winning. I'm just looking for, you know, do I need three of the special things that
the
bonus?
Yeah.
That's all I'm looking for.
One of them was, one was a chainsaws. They were looking for three. You get three chainsaws, you win a lot of money.
Yeah.
Of course, your chance of getting three chainsaws.
But yeah, I mean, you'll see it where it looks like you get like five buffaloes in a row or something, and you look like you're going to win.
And you think that should be something. And it's zero.
Yeah.
And then you get something that's like nothing on the whole face of this machine matches.
Yeah.
And you win $10.
Yep. I agree.
Excuse me. But those things are the money makers for casinos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just, yeah. I don't know if it's because of the lights and the noises they make. And, you know, it just kind of, like, you know, it attracts people like moths to a flame. But, yeah, I don't even know how I asked both of them, how do you know you win here? Well, if you do this, I mean, Lisa, okay, she says, you see this one and this one. Well, if they come up here and there and then you get another one here, I mean, it's jackpot. Okay, so, I mean, and Linda showed me, well, if you get this and this and this, it's the big jackpot. But what about everything in between?
Exactly.
Yeah. I can't believe it. And I get no pleasure out of putting money into a machine that I don't understand how the game works. What strategy is there? There's no strategy. When I play blackjack, and that's what we play, there's a strategy. And you can use that strategy and you can win money.
Yep.
At blackjack. This young man that came and sat down at the table with us, he looked like he was 12 years old. But he had a goatee. And I'm going to give his name. It's Gavin. And Gavin, I guess they know him there. So either he either works there or he gambles there. Oh, by the way, dealers cannot gamble at the tables except for one day out of the month.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I heard that before.
Yeah. The last Saturday of the month, the dealers can go to the tables. Anyway, this young man comes in and he pulls out of his pocket $20 bill and a $5 bill and then, you know, a bunch of ones. And I looked at him, and we'd all said hello. I said, what, is your allowance? and he starts laughing. And he goes, well, no, it's my tips. And then he pulls out a $100 bill. We proceeded to watch this kid, and you know, reds are $5 and greens are $25 and blacks are $100. We watched him put that night, sitting there, put four or five of the black chips into his pocket. And the way he was doing it, he was betting. He was number one position, but he was betting. But they had this thing, and you played there. if you bet on it and you get a pair, you get a two in line like 7-8. If you get
the sucker bets, but
well, no, it is it is a sucker bets. But I'm watching him just clearing 50, 60 bucks off that bet. Almost nights, every time.
So I was over my vacation. I went and played blackjack with my dad, and we go to. They have this. It's called the in between bet. So if you get dealt your first card a three and they're dealt a six, so anything over the six you get paid, one to one. But if it comes like four, you have a four, they show it five, and you get a six. So it's four, five, six. It's like one card.
Uh-huh.
You get paid like 30 to 1 or something like that. Well, I don't know how many times I didn't win with blackjack, but I made my money back just on the in between bet.
Well, on these things, people are betting $25, $30 on that, plus their regular bet, which may be $10, but they're putting a lot of money on that bonus bet. And he hit the ace. He hit blackjack, same suit.
That
30 to 1.
Yeah.
And they must have handed him $200 right then. Off that bonus bet, 30 to 1, maybe even more.
I see a lot of people play. They play the minimum of the blackjack bet, but the bonus bet they'll play, $10, $15, $20 because.
Yeah, well, that's what he was doing, and he was just killing it.
Some nights,
and he's really a nice, cheerful guy, and obviously a woman he knew was sitting between Ted and I. And he says, well, change places with me. She changes places with him, and he goes over there, and she sits there and hits the ace king. Hits the ace king, pulls in, $300, and it's like, whoa. I said, I could have changed places with you. So... No, I mean, it goes back to understanding the game. I understand 21 and all that. I understand blackjack real well. I know the cards. I look at what the dealer has, and you're making qualified guesses. But those things, like that, the ads, but by halfway through the game, I was understanding it and won a few bets. But when it gets down to it, what you're doing is you're betting because it's a $5 minimum. No, I guess you could bet a dollar. You could throw dollars on there, too. But it was, it was chump change for the casino, because they took it probably 7 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, we got to take a quick break here, and we will be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Reading Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. They help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting thin meals.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, R.C. here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for big wins and high-stakes excitement? Look no further than Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. We're shaking things up with our massive monthly $1,999 special. One season jackpots are waiting. Prefer the classic feel? Don't miss our fan-favorite paper-only night. Plus, keep the adrenaline pumping with our $5 progressive game. The prize pool just keeps growing until somebody hits it big. So grab your daubers and bring your lucky charm. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in here on the 6th of August, 7:36 in the morning. About 72 degrees going up to 100 and, what did I say, 107 today? No, 104 today. It's going to be 106 tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to stroke and cardiac care, every second matters. That's why Shasta Regional Medical Center is honored to hold a gold award from the American Heart Association, recognizing exceptional care and advanced treatment when it counts. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, serving our community. Hey, when you get on an airplane, my friends, you know, you've gotten through TSA, you've gotten through all this stuff, so your last hurdle is getting seated. How many times have you run into problems? And I say a problem, it means, you know, you're in there, you get your little carry-on or whatever, and the line just does not move. Do you ever run into that, Ben? You just flew.
Yeah,
was it slow boarding? Because what happens is, and they've done studies, whether it's back to front or front to back, there's really little changes. The thing is as people are going by, they're finding spots in the overhead. That's the big thing. That's why you want to get in, so you have a spot in the overhead to put your carry on. And not everybody is going to fit, because some people bring, well, they've gotten better at it, you know, the airlines have. Some people bring carry-ons you could put people in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've done studies. And so what's the quickest way of doing it? So they think that the quickest thing is on reducing boarding times by over 30% by boarding passengers outside in. You start with the window, then middle seat, and then aisle.
That makes sense.
Now, see, that does make sense, doesn't it? Because that's what it is. You know, you go down, there's somebody's already in there in the first seat. They have to get out of the first seat, you know, the aisle seat, and let people get into the window. And then they both sit down, and they have to get back up again. Somebody gets in the middle seat for that.
It's a constant, and it's only one row, so, you know, usually you can only go.
And then it holds other people.
Yep.
Yeah. So they did the study The fastest method of boarding a plane combines elements of outside-in and back-to-front boarding, with passengers boarding in alternating groups of even and odd rows, which is, even makes more sense.
Yeah.
But how do you control the herd? You know, are you gonna, you know, is each, when you're boarding, do you have cattle dogs out there?
I mean, cause people don't pay attention. I watch this all the time. And they're like, oh, I'm up here. Oh, wait, you're in group four. You're not even supposed to be boarding yet. Like,
yeah, you're not even supposed to be on the plane. Just get out of there. And by the way, take your stuff out of the overhead.
I watch people miss their planes. Like, oh, we're, like, our luggage is on. My sister just told me a story on, she was flying out, going somewhere else, and she said that somebody missed their flight, but their luggage was on the flight. So they were there in the airport. They just weren't paying attention to the time.
Well, whose fault's that?
The people that missed
of course.
Their
plane. Of course.
And they I guess.
But
they were,
but their luggage left.
Yeah.
Their luggage got there on time.
Yeah.
I flew in Reno one time during they were having getting ready to have these huge storms. There was four of us. And what we found was when we landed in Reno and we got out, the only luggage that made it was a pair of skis. Because of the weather was bad and they were going to have to launch and fly, they had dropped a lot of luggage so they could fuel up, so they could get off the ground. And they fueled up back in John Wayne to get to Reno. But they had put on extra fuel so they could just get off the ground and get out of the storms. So what did they leave back? All the luggage, yeah. Except that pair of skis. The skis made it. One pair. It was like, oh, unload the plane. Oh, okay, everything but that pair of skis. So she had a pair of skis, and that was it. It's interesting how people study it. I mean, these are just things you don't think about. So alternating inside-out seating will get everybody in a lot quicker, and there'll be a lot less consternation. Right.
I agree.
Okay. Well, hey, it's just those... Now, you know, have you been following, my friends, this thing about these beagles that were used in medical experiments? It's back east someplace. And groups of people were literally attacking the facility. They were, when I say attacking, I mean, they were entering the facility grounds and they were protesting and all that. And they end up getting 1,800 beagles out of this facility.
1,800
beagles out of this facility. They get them into rescue organizations all over the southeast and Florida and all these other places. And these dogs, many of them, had never ever been on grass in their lives. And when they were stepping out of their transport crates onto the grass, it was the most incredible thing to watch them. Because they didn't know what that was, you know, and they're very hesitant.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the foot comes out and they kind of feel it and then they come out and then, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes later, a lot of them are just running around. This is the first freedom they had felt, right? Huge story. The people, you know, the company was paid for, I mean, they paid for the dogs. So it wasn't like, give us your dogs or we're, you know, we'll burn your facility down. The company was paid for the dogs. But now they're, and, you know, Linda's allergic to dogs, and which is one of the reasons we, you know, the dog we have is kind of hypoallergenic. It's, you know, that kind of breed, whatever it was, Pomeranian and Maltese. Okay. But now they have started a gene editing technology, according to a study that was just published yesterday. And what they do is they've created allergen-free, what kind of dog do you think it was? Beagles. Beagles must be a you know, because I've heard of beagles being used a lot in medical stuff. They must be a, I don't know, for some reason, you know, the dog of choice to use. Anyway, they edited dog skin cells to disable the main gene responsible for producing allergy-causing proteins, which all dogs carry. They also inserted the edited genetic material into eggs, which were implanted into a beagle surrogate. The surrogate birthed two puppies, Alfie and Bailey, whose saliva, hair, and dander do not contain the proteins. It has nothing to do with their lifespans or anything. I think they'll just live regular, healthy lives. But now they're designing allergen-free dogs. What makes it, what kind of money is, and I hate to take it back to that, my friends, but these kind of things obviously take money and time and doctors and all that kind of stuff. Is this the kind of thing that, okay, you've always wanted a beagle, or you've always wanted a Labrador, but you're allergic to dogs, but now we've bred a lab that has no allergens. So anybody can have it, and you don't have to take shots to have your dog, so you can have it around. Do they see some kind of future in this, I guess? All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Get ready to laugh until it hurts. The legendary Gary Owen is bringing his unfiltered, unscripted, and wildly hilarious No Hard Feelings Tour to the Wind River Event Center Sunday, August 30th. Voted one of the most in-demand touring comedians in the country. This event is sure to make you laugh from the start. Tickets start at just $60 plus fees. For all the details or to snag your tickets, call 1-800-280-0. You win. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Sell your home the easy way. Pick the price, pick the dates, and call Job Barker Real Estate.
Hey, all my friends in Redding and Shasta County, it's your friend Gary Lavox here of Rascal Flats. And the best part about touring is seeing amazing places like Redding or Shasta County. Fantastic people like my friend Josh Barker and Josh Barker Real Estate. The price is always right with Josh Barker because I think he's related to Bob Barker. Ha! See what I did there? Seriously, though, Josh offers more options than anyone else, and he can prove it. See for yourself at his website and check out his hundreds of five-star reviews. Josh Barker Real Estate helped over 9,000 families buy or sell a home just like yours. Josh Barker Real Estate only hires full-time experienced agents to work with you every step of the way. So remember,
sell your home the easy way. Pick the price, pick the dates, and call Josh Barker Real Estate.
Everybody calls the state liars.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast. with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement with the TAG or ADT programs. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Fall classes start August 17th. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/start to make your success a reality at Shasta College.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming worldwide at kcnrradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof, two divisions. Judy started her business back in 1993, and she's been helping our community, families, veterans, seniors, business owners ever since. Looking for a second opinion on your insurance programs? Do you have the best ones? Do you have the ones that meet all of your requirements? Well, maybe you need a free review and evaluation, and you can get them done at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call, 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, locally owned, locally operated, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. I don't know if you read about this family here in town that destroyed in a fire several days ago, a father and his two kids. Lost one of their dogs in the fire. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings launched a fundraiser Tuesday to collect donations for the family through this Sunday, August 9th. Restaurant is accepting clothing, bedding, toiletries, toys, and other household items. Family needs girl shirts in size 7, 8, women's clothing in size 3, women's shoes in size 3.5, men's medium shorts, men's extra large shirts, and boys' shoes in size 7. 10% of all the sales being donated to help the family rebuild after the fire. Good on you. Buffalo Wild Wings. And then we have our own backpack extravaganzas going on. I think KRCR's got one, but so does Redding Heating and Air. They're having their annual backpack drive, and they're going to hand out the backpacks this Saturday, August 8th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Redding Heating and Air, located at 840 Commerce Street. Not only do the kids get free backpacks and essential school supplies for every child, which is extremely important, free water bottles, free haircuts for the kids, bounce houses, water slides, face painting, and free food and refreshments for everybody in attendance. It's going to be this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Redding Heating and Air. They give out 350 of these last year, and they're figuring on 500 this year. Wow. Michigan has gotten a lot more complicated for the Democrats. The Abdul El-Sayed won the Democratic primary. Now, they thought this was going to be a walkover. He's going to win by 10 points. Well, it turns out he won by less than 1 point in this election. And he's going up against Mike Rogers, a Republican. This is just a primary. But one of the things that's got the Democrats very worried about, besides the fact that El-Sayed is a socialist pushing communism, that would kind of worry me if I was in one of the American political parties, is what happens when he goes up against Mike Rogers. A veteran that served in, I don't know, I'm not sure if he served in which special force unit he served in, but in the Army. Anyway, El-Sayed is anti-establishment, and he's got to coalesce all these Democrats, the usual strong backing of Democrats, but he has underperformed a lot with rural and black voters, which make up 19% of the electorate there. And people that have been registering to vote have been heavy in the rural counties. So who voted for him? The people voting for him were college-educated, white, and from whites from the suburbs, the affluent suburbs, voted for him. And you wonder, okay, so they've got jobs, they're doing well, and they love socialism. How can they love socialism? I don't understand how people can love socialism. And don't tell me, oh, we have socialism here in the United States, highways and all these kind of things. No, you pay your taxes. Your taxes pay for these things. It's not like it's given. It's not like somebody is, because I don't, you know, I only want to work this much, but I want this much. You know, leveling the playing field, redistribution of funds and all that. And I don't understand it. I need to get somebody in here that is an avowed socialist that can explain to me why this is such a good deal for the United States. Anyway, so now they're worried that he's gonna, that to take back the Senate, they've got to get like 5 seats. So it's 53 to 47. So it's 6 seats. Democrats could flip Republican-held Senate seats in Maine, Texas, and North Carolina. I think you're gonna have a tough time in Texas, and it looks like Maine is, Maine became a comedy show with Plattner. But now they're wondering is, the black older voters and like I said, the people in the rural areas, they're just totally against this guy. So it could be he goes down in a huge defeat, but it's going to be a tough race, and it's going to be interesting to watch, I guess, and to see what happens here with the with the socialist push by the Democrats. The Democrats, I don't know, and they've won a lot of primaries, but are they going to win the elections? I imagine a couple of them will, but what happens if, I'm a socialist, I want to do, and belong to the Democratic Socialists of America that want to do away with, the Senate. They want to do away with the presidency and the vote. That just needs to be, voted on by the, like the House of Representatives or something, because the Senate's gone. They want to pack the, Supreme Court, if not do away with it. Do away with prisons, defund police, and all these things. This is Democratic Socialists of America. Free medical care for all, all those things. Very naive way of looking at the world, but yet they're getting followers. College-educated followers. That's the scary thing. I mean, don't they teach things like history and economics in college anymore? That shows if you do this, everything has a result. So, we'll see what happens in November. It could be as the Democratic Party was going to go down in flames with this group of people. Is it the fact it's just too soon to have socialists like this, Democratic socialists running like this? Is it too soon? Maybe in 20 years? Anyway. Hey, we come back. I think I'm going to ask my guest about socialism and things like that. And we come back to, because I think she would take the other side real hard. But we'll see. What else? Tomorrow. Today's Thursday, right? Tomorrow, the chief operating officer, COO of Simpson's going to join us for the first time. He's a retired military, retired Army guy, and he'll be on tomorrow, and we'll be talking about Simpson and things that are going on out there. Another organization here that's putting on a drive to collect things for our citizens in town. One of the things that in our discussions we have with people is that Reading, again, is such a giving town, such a giving city, and Shasta County, Anderson and such. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. Have you heard that Crown Motors... I don't think I talked about this earlier. Have you heard that Crown Motors is moving from downtown? They're going to an area, from what I've been told, next to the Gaia Hotel down in Anderson. They're going to build out their complex there, which, and you know, I mean, it's not going to, they're not going to be done like tomorrow, but they are moving from Reading. The fifth largest tax base that Reading has is now going to move to Anderson. That's big news. That's big news. Now, it puts them exactly where they want to be, and that's on the freeway. It's a great place. Great place for business. So you understand it. So, all right, let's take a break from the news, and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. His Senate committee has voted to hold Dr. Anthony Fauci in contempt of Congress. Senator Rand Paul, chair of the Homeland Security Committee, saying there's nothing whatsoever punitive about it.
Seeking the truth is not a witch hunt. Accountability is not vengeance. Accountability is what stands between the American people and a repeat of the mistakes and the very real consequences of the past.
The vote follows Fauci's repeated refusal to answer any questions during last week's hearing on the COVID-19 response. He refused to answer after delivering a statement attacking Paul's motives. The committee voting to refer Fauci's case to the Department of Justice for possible prosecution. Wisconsin is next up, the latest state where the battle over the direction of the Democratic Party will play out. The state's gubernatorial primaries Tuesday, pitting a far-left Democratic socialist against a challenger who's been endorsed by Governor Tony Evers. The U.S. and Iran are in agreement. Both parties say that a deal is near on a crucial Mideast waterway.
Iran and Oman have moved closer to an agreement on the Strait of Hormuz. The strait's closure has driven up global fuel prices. But speaking Wednesday in Las Vegas, President Trump said the price of oil has stabilized somewhat recently and predicted it will drop whenever the Iran war is over.
We may have to send it up again. We may have to. You know what happens when we send it up, but we hope we don't have to. But when that oil and gasoline go down, everything else follows.
Regional officials tell the AP that Iranian and Omani negotiators have finalized a deal pending approval from Iran's supreme leader. I'm Mike Hempen.
Unemployment applications edged higher last week, rising by 1,000 to 199,000. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 142 points, while the Nasdaq is trading 36 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline, 800-305-6762. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-305-6762 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. That's 800-305-6762 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-305-6762.
British researchers reporting a breakthrough in clinical trials of vaccines that do not require refrigeration.
These trials were on the tetanus diphtheria vaccine. It's normally a liquid, but a sugar called tremolose was used to stabilize the vaccine as it was turned into a dry powder. Some plants use this sugar to protect their cells during drought. The resulting vaccine was stored at room temperature for up to a year and then rehydrated for trials involving 60 volunteers. The researchers said the vaccine was safe and appeared to produce similar immune responses to the conventional vaccine.
That's the BBC's James Gallagher. Health workers at the epicenter of Congo's Ebola outbreak are protesting over unpaid wages. They abandoned several public health facilities earlier today, demanding to be paid. The protests are taking place in a region which accounts for almost 90% of Ebola cases in the country. News and analysis at townhall.com. The French government is cracking down on something that's become a major annoyance for a lot of people. It's generating a lot of complaints.
France is banning unsolicited telemarketing calls starting August 11th. That follows years of people complaining. The new law aims to protect consumers from the intrusive calls and fraud. Previously, people had to opt out of marketing calls. Now, companies making the illegal calls can face some very heavy fines. Similar measures have been implemented in Germany. The United States, well, we only have the opt-out option, and many say that doesn't always work. Jason Walker reporting.
Utah can enforce its strict anti-gambling laws on prediction markets like Kalshi and Polymarket, that under a federal court ruling. Kalshi had asked a judge to prevent the state from enforcing restrictions on the platform. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in, all you and the thousands of others that come to us every morning and say good morning to us. Thanks. We so much appreciate it. So thanks for tuning in to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebot and streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. Today, 6th of August, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Am I sounding better than I did at 7?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's because my heart started beating, and there's blood moving through my body. Never schedule the day after your birthday to come work. Ben's here, and we have National Wiggle Your Toes Day. You've got to be kidding me.
Yep. It's National Root Beer Float Day.
Okay, that's not bad. And?
National IPA Day.
IPA Day. So if you can sneak a beer in there, you're okay. All right. So, the weather report. The weather report is it's going to be 104 degrees today. It's going to be 106 tomorrow. 104 today. 106 tomorrow. Lows tonight are at 70. Light and variable wind. So, but tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high near 106. Saturday, 108. 108 means 110 in a lot of areas. Because, you know, we have these different weather spots in Shasta County, and it could be 108, but it could be 105 someplace, but it'll be over 110 in other areas. So anyway, 108 on Saturday, but it starts cooling down on Sunday to 106, down to 103 on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 101, almost balmy. So, and of course, the lows at night are going to be 70, low 70s. So it gets a little respite. You know, 30 degrees, that's not bad. And weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been in the business close to 30 years. Discounts for seniors and veterans. They provide outstanding service to their customers. These are just good people, the Kenny family. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And so today I voted, our guest that was a well-known liberal commentator, Janet Chandler.
Don't you call me a liberal?
Yeah, a well-known liberal commentator, Janet Chandler, who is part of the Jefferson State of Mind group and Patriots Unite Forever, something like that.
Yes, well,
I was kidding about the liberal. I know, yeah. But I just like to say it to watch your glasses fall off.
Oh, so. Well, if you give me that reputation, who knows what I will have to defend.
I'm trying to remember his name now. I don't want to hurt his feelings, but, you know, he used to be Nick Gardner's partner.
Junkie.
Yeah, Doug Jenke.
Jenke, that's it.
Jenke used to come in here, and that's why I'd introduce him.
Oh, and I bet he appreciated that.
Oh, he did. Yeah. He did. He loved it. You know, and every chance I got, I would label him as a liberal. And well, but not a progressive, just a liberal. And now, though, it appears that I can start talking about my Democrat friends and calling them socialist.
Well, I consider myself to be a classical liberal, along with Thomas Jefferson and the Founding Fathers, because that's what they were. But liberal has taken
They were liberal back then. They were very progressive. I don't know. They were very progressive for that time, our Founding Fathers, and especially a group of them. And when we say progressive, they wanted things like freedom of speech.
And that was progressive when you considered King George.
We wanted freedom to assemble. We wanted freedom of religion. Very progressive back then. That we hold today is so important to our society.
I know last hour you were talking about the Democratic Socialists.
I can't help myself. I don't understand it, Janet. I
don't either.
I don't understand where our country's come to. And you've got people saying this, and you look at if you look at the Democratic Socialists of America, you look at their platform, doing away with prisons, most prisons, not all. You need some prisons. Doing away with the Senate. Doing away with the Electoral College. Well, that was interesting.
It has a mind of its own. My microphone is taking off.
Please, carry on with this while I fix your microphone. But the things that they want, it goes completely against what this country was founded on.
It's not surprising that it has come to that, because it has been going on for decades, for over a century. The socialists, going back to Karl Marx, told you exactly how they were going to do this. And it was a long-range plan. It was not a do-it-overnight. And one of their tenets was that they would take over education.
Yeah, get into the schools.
They would get the kids. Yeah. And that's what they have done. They have done this progressive education progressively from one step to another, and now they have captured education for many years, and they have put these young people in colleges where they are taught to hate our country and to love socialism. And if you look at the demographics, that's who's voting for these.
Well, that's what got the turned out that Democrat, the long-serving Democrat in New York, who is, I think he was Puerto Rican, he lost in his. And it was, a lot of people don't vote in primaries, but the ones that came out were the college-educated white liberals that got the socialist, the nomination for the Democrats in that House seat, plus two others in the New York area. And I agree with you that, you got to get into the education first. So you kind of like, so you can, you may not twist minds, but you can sure, if you give them a one-sided view of everything.
Well, what is more malleable than a teenager's mind? That you can make them believe anything. You can make them believe that they are the masters of the world until they grow up and realize they're not. And socialism sounds so good. It just sounds so perfect. The only problem is that if you are older and you have seen how the world works, you understand that socialism does not work. It can't work. It won't work. Well,
it never works until the money runs out.
Until you run out of other people's money to spend.
What was it that famous saying Marx had? To, you know, about, you know, people having, you know, each his ability to...
From each according to his ability, to each according to his needs.
Right. People go, well, yeah, but what that means is to your abilities. Well, maybe your ability is not working or not doing doing a regular type thing. But you have these needs, and these needs must be met.
Well, if you consider, our country was indeed founded on socialism, because the people who came over on the Mayflower and landed at Plymouth and set up their colony, set it up as a socialist colony. Everybody was going to work the land together.
Wasn't that more like communism than it was
Well, there's
socialist.
No difference between communism and socialism, really. In the end, it's the government is going to control the means of production and all the resources. Well, after the first year, everybody everybody was starving, because if there's nothing in it for me, why should I help work? So they realized...
And you don't have the foresight to see, if we don't work, we're going to starve this winter.
Right, yeah. They just expected someone else to do it for them.
Yeah.
So then they divided the plots into individual groups, and people were responsible for their own land, and then
Lo and behold.
Yes, shocker.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were founded on socialism, and an early indication that, folks, it doesn't work.
You know what? I've heard that story before, and I'm glad you brought it back up, because it was supposed to be a communal thing. Everybody works for the good of the community, and it just didn't work because there's people that aren't going to work.
What's in it for me?
I'm still going to get fed. I'm still going to get my ration of food, my ration of milk, my clothing. Even if I only work a couple hours a day, me and my other people are working 14, 15, 16 hours a day to bring stuff in. And that is kind of what socialism is, till you reach the point when the people are working 15 hours a day trying to achieve things, realize they're not going to get above it. They're not going to go forward. The only thing they're going to get is what the other people over here that aren't doing anything, they're getting the same stuff you are.
And it
doesn't take long for people to start slowing down because, my gosh, and then the system collapses.
How many socialist communist examples do we have to work through until we find out and realize and understand and recognize, accept that it doesn't work? It isn't going to. Only we have these people who were trained in progressive socialist colleges, and they believe that this time it will be different.
That communism, it shouldn't go from a capitalist society to communism. It can't work. You know, socialists and communists say that communism is the final result of capitalism, that you need capitalism, then it moves into a socialist type society. Only then will communism work. According to them.
Well, I can tell myself that if I go on a diet of all carbs and sweets and soft drinks, that I will eventually lose weight. But it's not going to be that way.
When you're in the hospital being treated.
Yeah. So you can tell yourself anything you want, but that doesn't make it true.
Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and a great place, my friends. Been around 30 years. The people there are super people. Great selections of jewelry. I mean, all kinds of estate jewelry, Native American, a lot of turquoise there. A lot of great jewelry there at very reasonable prices. When I say the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, watch repair, you want your battery put in your watch, just hop in there. 5 minutes later, you're going out. Battery, your watch is fixed. You're happy. They're happy. This is a really fine place. It's locally owned, locally operated. Voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. That's Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we will be right back with Janet Chandler.
Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Reading on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more, with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
waiting.
It's time to turn up the heat.
Get ready for the ultimate night out.
Because the Humps are back.
At Wind River Resort and Casino. Steamy two-night event, Friday, August 28th and Saturday, August 29th. Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd. Tickets for this immersive, sensational event are just $25 plus fee. Include $10 pre-slot. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees? 3 to 4 feet per year? Drought tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. It takes you to our website. All of our advertisers are on there, veterans issues, all of our guests for the week, all that kind of stuff, all on our website. And you can use that, of course, besides listening to our show, to listen to all of our baseball games, football games, as we stream all of our, we stream everything every day. My guest is Janet Chandler, well-known conservative pundit. And, we're talking socialism right now. And we're talking about the elections that have just gone on, where Democratic Socialists have, I mean, they won the primaries in New York, three of them. And it's not just there, it's Colorado. You've got a woman named Hong running for the, governor of Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Who believes in, she thinks Thanksgiving is should be done away with.
Oh, she doesn't like any holidays.
Yeah, and but she did back off the Turkey Day. They said, "Do you really believe that?" She goes, "Well, I understand why people want to have it. And I wouldn't ban Thanksgiving, but she said it should have been done away with, along with police and all these other things." This woman is running for the governorship of Minnesota. Is it Minnesota or Wisconsin?
I think it's Wisconsin. Not to criticize people who seek mental health care, but she has been in a mental health facility, which that's fine. I'm glad she recognized that there were problems and she sought help for them. But if she is unstable enough that her mental health is not good, do you want her in charge of your state? Just as would I want a person with no legs to be on my track team. It's not his fault he has no legs, but that is not the person I want on my football team.
No, there's, you know, you've got, you know, hiring things and all that. Yeah, and there are, and does that mean they can't compete in wheelchair and all that? But it's just, no, I understand what you're saying. But the arguments for socialist policies, and these are points they make. Reduce economic inequality. They argue that wealth has become increasingly concentrated among a small percentage of Americans, and a stronger redistribution through taxes and public programs would create a fairer society. Okay? And you and I had this discussion during the break. You know, your son or your grandson?
My grandson.
19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Just bought a house.
Yes, he did.
And where was it?
It's in the Phoenix, Arizona area.
Oh, Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is not known for its cheap housing.
No. No. And that's wonderful.
But how did he do it?
He went into the service industry. The trades.
He went into trades. From the time he was in high school, he worked refereeing soccer games and saved his money. And then he, every summer out of school, he would referee soccer and work construction during the day.
Right.
And he got his EMT, worked an ambulance crew, worked extra shifts.
Okay.
So he could earn enough money for a down payment on a house, which he just bought.
He is an exceptional young man, I can tell you. And there are people like him. Men and women and couples, that this is what they're doing.
And need I mention, he did not go to college. He did not incur huge amounts of student loan debt.
There's another thing. Well, see, the things on something like this, I look at somebody went through college and they got a job. They got a $150,000 a year job. That's a good job.
Yeah.
In most places. They cannot, and say his wife works. So they make a total of, I don't know, maybe $200,000 a year. They can't buy a house in many places in California where the average cost of a house is $900,000.
Well, this
is the argument that you've got billionaires and now you got a trillionaire by the name of Musk, and that a lot of people can't even buy a house or a condo. Because even though they've got jobs, they can't, it's not enough.
Okay, here's a fallacy. We are going to produce economic equality by taking from the rich people through taxation and giving it to the poor people. That is not how you get inequality. I mean, equality. You get it by providing everyone with the opportunity to maximize their resources so they too can be rich. We are not living with one pie that we have to divide up. We should be living in a society in which you have the opportunity to build multiple pies, to build your own pie. Because one person is rich does not mean that everybody else has to be poor. How many people does Elon Musk pay? How many jobs does he provide? How efficient is he on the use of resources in producing wealth?
And we use Elon Musk as an example, but there are many, many other examples.
Exactly.
And, it's kind of like, well, corporations should be downsized and all this stuff. Well, corporations would be downsized if you didn't buy their products. That's just simple economics. If they're selling something you want, you buy it. If you don't want it or you can find it someplace else, that's where you go. That's kind of a A equals B on that. Okay, the second one, universal health care. They believe universal health care should be available to everyone, regardless of income, similar to some countries such as Canada, UK, or Sweden.
Okay, that's correct.
Now, if you look at Canada and UK, we can talk about that. I don't know if Sweden has a real good program, but Sweden is a capitalist country. And, socialist programs, but they're a rich country
and
a very small population.
The only reason that Sweden was able to provide some of these socialist programs is that the United States was paying for their military defense for decades.
Yeah.
So they had lots of money that they didn't have to spend on defense. Here's my problem with universal paid-for health care. It is not free. Somebody has to provide that health care.
Yeah, the money's coming
someplace.
Doctors,
nurses, people who produce the equipment that is used. So if someone has to provide you with
healthcare
for free, who's paying them? Or do you expect them to just be a slave to your needs?
Okay, now I can tell you that in, you know, Canada has a lot of people that come to the United States because they cannot be seen in Canada. The UK, there are doctors that work for the government there. They're on a fixed income type thing. They, many of them close their offices at 3 o'clock, open them up again at 4 o'clock, and they take cash paying customers. That's the way it works. I have been treated in a socialist country in Croatia, and my emergency care, I can't say enough about it because it was ambulance rides, the whole thing. And I didn't pay anything for that. But the people, well, I did pay. I paid something. But the people themselves are at a 70% tax rate, you know, value added tax and everything. And so the economy in Croatia, and I'm sure in many of these other countries, it's called a gray economy, that they don't report income. Some of them have, like, I know this one family has two dry cleaning businesses. Only one's on the books. They pay their taxes on that one, but the other one is one they use so they can live, the family can live, that they can actually afford to have a two-bedroom apartment because the government takes so much money from them. Because the money's got to come from somewhere to pay for these services, and doctors are limited by how much they can, you know, what they can make. I mean, everything. Everything's limited.
The only things that are free in this world are rights that do not depend upon someone else to provide them for you. I have a freedom of speech, a freedom of religion. I do not have the freedom to expect someone else to give me something. And that's what socialism is. And as soon as you expect somebody else to provide it, then you are making that person a slave to you and your needs.
Okay, we got to take a break. Now, I've got a couple more in here. I went to ChatGPT on this. And while we were sitting here, it took 2 seconds to spit it out. But what it did also, at the same time, critics argue.
I love that.
And wasn't that, I mean, that was interesting that here's the other side of it. So that was interesting. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, which is not a socialist barbershop. It is an all-American barbershop. Every haircut there, American-made. Located right off Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from the new Submarama, another capitalist business that has done well, and they're opening up their new shop right there. I went there in 2007 when I moved here, never had a bad haircut. It's a very enjoyable experience. I really like the guys in there. I can make an appointment so I can keep my schedule going. I can do Booksy and set it up on Booksy, or I can call them at 530-244-9478. Both ways work. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. Like I said, every haircut American made, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, you won't be sorry. Is that a good saying? You won't be sorry if you go there and try it out. And we'll be right back with Janet Chandler, who is advocating freedom and capitalism.
Absolutely right.
And we're getting inundated with all the other stuff. So it's nice now and then to have something come in that just doesn't back off an inch. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal St. Pete. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Mayor, your friendly oil change.
It's the year of the horse, and your luck is running wild at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join us for our $100,000 Year of the Horsepower Swipe to Win.
Swipe, play, and enter to win a brand new Ford Mustang,
a legendary car, and a massive win.
Drawings Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a chance to win up to $250 in free slot play.
Cash drawings June 25th and July 30th.
Final drawing Thursday, August 27th, where you can win up to $1,500
cash
for a brand new Mustang.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Some folks are born, make the waves of land. Cool, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hail to the chief. Cool, they point the cannon at you.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. The American-made studios.
Absolutely. Manned by Americans.
Manned by Americans.
And it doesn't matter which country you came from. Oh, if you self-identify as an American, you are welcome.
Yeah, you know, and there, you know, that's the thing is, it's we welcome immigrants here legally. Only thing that, I think Teddy Roosevelt said, become an American, speak English, assimilate in our culture, or leave.
America is a place where anybody can be an American. It's kind of hard for me to be Swedish or for me to be German, but anybody can be an American. It is not an ethnicity. It is a culture. And every time someone says, well, we are a multicultural country, I say, no, we're not. We are a multi-ethnic country, but we have one culture, and it is an American culture.
Yeah.
And if you wish to partake in our culture, you are welcome to be here.
We love you.
If you don't want to be an American and have an American culture, then go somewhere else.
Go back to where you were that has that culture.
Yes.
And I saying that, I mean, that's kind of a throwaway line. Well, go back where you came from. No, go back to a culture. If that's what you want, that culture. In America, I mean, that's not the idea. The idea is assimilating our culture to make our society even stronger, not to start breaking away because you want to keep your... And it doesn't mean you can't celebrate St. Patrick's Day or...
Or Cinco de Mayo.
Maybe
all the more holidays.
Yeah, we love that. Yeah. I mean, we as Americans love that. But if you want to have your own little enclave... Using your own former laws or just speak your language and you don't want other people coming into your enclaves like they have in Europe, many places in Europe. And there's no place here for that.
There are prices that you pay to be an American. Yeah. You accept our culture. You honor our traditions. You learn our history. You learn our language. You immerse yourself in everything American. You fly an American flag. You don't fly a Mexican flag. You have your children go to American schools and learn American everything.
Yeah, American English and
that's,
all this.
That's
yeah.
the price you pay to be an American.
And first generation, I understand first generation problems with, you know, with the language, but their children, however, are, they speak English, they're American as any child, and people that want to be citizens of our country, they do learn English. They go through our process. Now, is our process perfect or even really good as for immigration? No. No, we have a horrible immigration system, in my opinion.
Ask all those Europeans and foreigners who came to the United States during the World Cup what they think of our country.
Was that magnificent?
It was magnificent, and most of them, many of them said, I came here and I suddenly had a feeling of freedom. I could go. I could come. I could do what I wanted. I could say what I wanted. People were open. I didn't feel restricted. Well, that's the American culture.
And the things they had been fed for the last 10 years, they had never been to America, that it was dangerous, that we were, Americans were crazy, mean, and unfriendly. And coming here to find out just what our country's like, they were just blown away by it. Now, they interviewed some Brits that, you know, back in Britain, I don't want America because, you know, of all this, and, you know, and but they haven't been here. Where you had the other, and it wasn't just Brits, the Tartan Army comes in to Boston, drink up the bars, you know, marching with the bagpipes and everything.
Well, it is
the Norwegians and the Norwegian row, though somebody will say, well, they didn't row like that. Who cares? They're doing it, and I'm all for it. If I was there, I'd row with them, too. So it was America not being any different than we are. I mean, nobody just says, okay, let's be really nice because the World Cup's here. No, it was just people being people.
You know, the Democrats now are talking about how the Democratic Socialists are welcome. Everybody's welcome because the Democratic Party has a big tent.
Yeah.
Well, in America, we don't even have a tent. We just have one big open sky. And everybody who wants to be an American, who self-identifies as an American and acts like one, is welcome under our big blue sky.
And like I said, our immigration system is broken.
It isn't if they just go by the laws.
Well, it is, because I've had friends came in, a Brit, an officer in the British Navy, had the highest security clearances, worked for the Marine Corps, and taught at the Navy postgraduate school 4 years. So he could come here. I mean, they were living here. And then they had to go back, get their visas again, and come back here. We need to streamline that. And I blame both parties for it. Both parties have had, you know, control of the presidency and both houses.
Well,
you can take a look at it. It's saying you meet these certain requirements, then it shouldn't take you 4 years.
Perhaps it would not take 4 years if the courts, the immigration courts, and the immigration system was not so clogged up with illegals that it
this was before all of this happened. This was years ago. And I've got other friends that have had to go through this. And, no, I mean, you can understand now. Because of what the Biden administration did, putting in all these millions of people, which are going out 10,000-12,000 a day, from what I understand. But this was before. This is well before that, and it took 4 years. Come on. A guy that's worked for the U.S. military, retired from the British Navy to come over here to take a job that they wanted him for, that pursued him for, and he didn't take anybody's place. And And he's just one example of others that I know, too.
Well, I know two people who have come to this country and who have gained citizenship. And one of the requirements before they could become a citizen was that they had to demonstrate that they were proficient in speaking and writing and reading the English language. So why do we have ballots printed in foreign languages?
That question I've asked for decades. But And they do. There's like 12 different ballot. I mean, you look at it, 12 different languages when you go and you get into the bigger cities around here. It's just one.
Yeah.
But bigger cities, yeah, there's 12. There's anywhere from Cambodian to, you know, to English and everything in between. Okay, here's one. Lower cost of education. They advocate for a free or low cost public college and expanded vocational training to reduce student debt and increase economic opportunity.
I am all in favor of that vocational training, and I am in favor of low-cost education, but somebody has to pay for it.
Yeah.
Who's going
to... No, it all has to be paid by somebody.
And there are so many problems with the system the way it is now, in that how many administrators do we have per professor in our colleges?
Well, and I'm not going to get into salaries because I don't care because if they think that's what you're worth, that's fine with me. It's like city employees and county employees and others. You know, that's how much we're paying them. Okay. I don't have a problem with it. You may say some of it's excessive or whatever. However, when it used to be student loans were under private companies, there was a lot less student loans.
Yeah,
it's when the federal government came in and said they were going to guarantee it, it exploded after that, the cost of education.
We should be far more discriminating as to who gets a student loan. If you want to go to college, you have every right to do that. You can, if you qualify. And if you need a student loan, you go to the loan provider and you say, I want to get my degree in Shasta County Historical Studies. And they say, what kind of a job can you get with that? Well, I'm not sure, but that really interests me. And they say, great, we will give you a student loan, but it's going to cost you a lot of money for that student loan because your chances of paying it back are not great. Or, sorry, we don't give loans for that.
Well,
if you come in and say, I want a degree in industrial engineering, they say, fine, it will be a 2% loan.
Shasta College, free tuition. I mean, free.
Free.
It's you. The students do not pay for it, which is a great idea. Now, where's the money come from? Well, the state of California is very rich. How they spend their money is crazy, but they're very rich. In New Mexico, where my grandkids went to college, they had to pay for the first year. Once they were there and it showed that, hey, yeah, we're going to be here, the state of New Mexico picked it up, their college tuition. How did they pay for that?
Well, obviously, the government has no money but our money.
They paid for it through the lotteries. They actually used the lotteries and for the education system, and it was enough money to put kids through college.
Well, remember back when
California... Remember, think about this, lotteries.
I get it. California instituted a lottery,
yes.
And they said that lottery money was going to go towards education.
Yep.
And yes, it did. However... That lottery money went towards education, but then the state removed its previous funding from education.
Yeah.
So it was just a big shuffle.
It was a shell game.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying is this works in New Mexico by using the lottery the way it was supposed to do.
Yes.
And so the students can come out of a state-sponsored, the state schools.
Yes.
I'm not talking about private schools and that. The state schools with little debt. Not no debt, but little debt. Okay. 8:46 in the morning, I'm here with Janet Chandler. We're talking about the cost of education. Now, it's not just getting your degree in electrical engineering. See, now you're restricting people. Oh, we're only going to charge you 1% for this degree, and we're going to charge you 15% for this degree because we don't think it's worthwhile.
But it's economics. How likely are you
however,
to be able to pay back
however,
the
what
loan?
Is the percentage of people that are working in their degree?
Very few.
That's right. So... You could have I'm studying Shasta County history. And you because you have the degree, it shows you went to school that you achieved this. So you get a job in banking. And it becomes a very well-paying job. Doesn't have anything to do with your degree. But see that, so there's a danger with saying, it's got to be what the government thinks you should have your degree in.
No, not the government.
Well,
the private loan people.
Well,
if
the government that's given the loans.
It shouldn't be.
No, we both agree on that. It should not be.
If I go into a loan company and say, I have two bankruptcies and I'm earning $25,000 a year, can you give me a loan on a $500,000 house? They're going to say,
no.
No,
and I understand that. But I'm saying is, If it's private, it's one thing. But you get a government bureaucracy now telling you what your degree can be in, and we both know by statistics, most people don't work in their degrees, and they can be very successful because they get a shot at being taught to because they have a college degree.
Everybody
and we have
should.
To take a we have to take a break.
Okay.
Now for the trades out at Shasta College, you pay for materials because you go full time out there. It doesn't cost you anything.
I think the trades should be financed by the companies who need the workers.
I tell you what, they do. They donate stuff. Sierra Pacific donated top of the line, up to date logging equipment to Shasta College, and those kids going, or those young people or older people going through that class, are trained in the best technology, the newest stuff for working in the lumber industry and in the logging industry. And they each, all of them have a job when they walk out. Almost every trade out at Shasta College, the hard part is keeping them there because the contractors are trying to poach them because they want to bring them in because we're so short. But I think we can need to take a look at the whole loan program. So that
when a
young person comes out with $250,000, it's like doctors. Doctors come out with $400,000. They can't buy houses because they look at their student loan debt. And we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join us Friday, August 28th at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW for the Vote Arthur Gorman fundraiser. Enjoy dinner, prize drawings, a live auction, and fellowships supporting strong schools, academic excellence, and parental rights. Every dollar helps Arthur fight for education, not indoctrination. Friday, August 28th, 5 p.m., Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Paid for by Vote Arthur Gorman for Shasta County Board of Education 2026.
Get your tickets today at VoteArthurGorman.com. That's VoteAuthurGorman.com.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
Get ready for a night of pure country gold. A true star and entertainer, Tracy Lawrence, is coming to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center stage Saturday, September 5th.
Sing along to the hits that defined a generation.
Tickets start at just $55.
Time marches on.
Don't let the show pass you by.
Get your tickets today.
Must be 21 to attend.
For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Grab your book. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Alliance. Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years for providing funding with our story time books for families in the local area.
Big Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta County, tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Redding politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's kind of a free-ranging discussion today about socialism, and I'm taking, you know, I'm taking both sides, kind of. I'm talking about reasons why people want socialism, and a lot of it's got to do, you know, when it gets right down to it, is economics. When you look at everything, it's all economics.
No, it's power and control.
Well, I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Economics.
I haven't gotten to that part yet because the last big argument is bigger government. But let's go to Rich on the phone. Rich, just to remind you, young man, we do not discuss other radio shows and other stations. And
hey,
Ben, if he starts, just cut the phone call.
Cut him off.
Cut him off. There you go.
Hey,
just like his wife. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Remember? Yeah. Well, sorry. I divorced 10 years ago, Carl. Hey, remember? Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah. To repeat
that
its
is
mistakes.
Why
repeat its mistakes, right.
Yes. Well, and its successes, too. Well, yeah, I just contradicted myself. Anyways, these democratic socialists, right, it's the old Marxist, communist manifesto playbook. And nothing's being reinvented here. Janet mentioned the brainwashing out of the school system, of course. And history, unfortunately, is so digitized now that all you have to do is hit delete or alter in order to change history, and it's very unfortunate. And also, the federal motor voter law mandates every state registers voters via their motor vehicle. So I don't know if New York City's laws, state laws, allow illegals to be registered to vote. It's possible. It's likely. And so understand, remember, the elections processes, the failures are also part of some of these socialist election wins.
Okay, I'll go with that. Now we issued driver's licenses to people that are here illegally. On their license, though, is I've seen pictures of them. There's something on it that says it's strictly for driving. There's something that shows it. I don't know if it's a line
I'm
across
not sure.
it.
It's just a California driver's license.
Yeah, that's just California.
And that's why we in California have to get a real ID to prove that we are citizens.
Right, and then you can have a driver's license so that you can drive. You know, because people are here illegally, you're going to drive, and we want them to have insurance and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I understand it. I'm not saying that I agree with it 100%, but at least, you know, that other thing, too, it keeps maybe tracking numbers. Helps anyway.
And,
so, what
my
else,
last
Rich?
Point.
We've got,
my last
we're,
point.
We're trying to finish up strong here. What else you got?
Yes, sir. Well, my last point on the economic side of everything. Notably since 2008 when we were doing quantitative easing, which is printing and digitizing additional dollars into the system, not backed by goods and services. When that money floods in, all of a sudden your $1 burrito is now $2,
and
but nothing else has happened.
That's called inflation. Increasing the money supply is inflation, and
correct.
That causes a rise in prices. Right.
And
where do you get a $2? Where do you get a $2 burrito? I want to know right now.
Cooked at home.
But the big problem, Carl. So we're almost 20 years into quantitative easing, but unfortunately, under Uncle Joe, we had hyperinflation, almost 40% in 4 years, Carl.
Yeah, I know.
That is why the median house in Shasta County is $550,000.
No,
anyways,
not that much.
I am at work paying my taxes. You
good.
Guys have a good day.
Good. Thank you. Bye. Hey, okay. Let me get to the big one here. Greater government role in essential services. we already have a bureaucracy that's unbelievable, from bureaucrats that make decisions on, you know, that affects our people, our businesses and everything that should be done by our elected officials. So many believe that sectors such as healthcare, public transportation, utilities and education should be more publicly managed or heavily regulated because they serve the public interest. That, to me, is the most dangerous part.
Well, that's socialism, communism,
yep.
Government control of resources and the means of production. Yeah. Of course they control everything, and that's the whole idea, power and control, through economics, through education, through the bureaucracy. They want to control you.
Okay, now I will tell you, I'm going to go through these real quick. I'm just going to list them. This is the other side that ChatGPT said. Critics argue that expanding socialist policies can lead to higher taxes, less economic innovation and entrepreneurship, larger government bureaucracies, reduced consumer choice in many sectors, and government inefficiency and increased public debt if programs are not well managed. And we have seen that. We have seen that when government programs are not well managed or stupid, like the high-speed rail. It is just a stupid program.
Well, it will never happen.
It will never happen.
Because they've already...
And yet they're still spending $1 billion a year on it.
They siphon off the money to go to individual people. Before we end up here, I want to put in a shameless plug.
Okay.
This is for this radio station.
Good.
Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, Jefferson State of Mind is going to have Patrick Jones on talking about county issues. And it will be interesting. You will want to hear it. 9 o'clock.
Patrick's always an exciting guest.
Yes, and... 2A fundraiser on August 21st to support Mark Baird and his fight against the state of California for open carry.
There you go. Janet, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, tomorrow, like I said, the Chief Operating Officer Simpson's going to join us, and have a good day out there. It's going to be hot, my friends. So hydrate, take care of yourselves, and God bless America.